Hello and welcome back to Indianapolis Colts Central. I am Dylan Green. I apologize for not being active last week. I was in the process of moving up to college, but I'm here now and I'm doing my podcasting again. I think I'm going to try to do it as often as possible. So today I'm just going to be doing a post-preseason and giving you my take on the past two preseason games and who stood out to me and giving you my final 53-man roster before the roster cut down comes tomorrow, I believe, is whenever the thing comes. But first and foremost, I didn't talk about Stephen Ridley. We signed Stephen Ridley, I believe, last week. An interesting signing towards the end of the preseason coming to an end. He's a veteran guy that has been in this league for, I think, a couple years now, I think 5+ years, so he knows the in and outs of the NFL, and it's a big question mark. Is he going to make the team over Jordan Todman, Robert Turbin, or whoever? I don't know if they're going to carry 3 running backs or 4 running backs. I think it was just a matter of injuries at the position and whatnot, and then, you know, he's a solid running back. It's just a matter of, is he going to make the team or not? The team also released DeJon Smith yesterday, I believe. No, today actually they released him. He's an injury prone guy. I think on a couple episodes ago I was talking about Hugh Thornton, and DeJon Smith unfortunately reminds me a lot of Hugh Thornton, and unfortunately, sure, he had tons of potential being a third round draft pick and being one of the best defensive backs in that draft class, but he never was on the field. If you can't stay healthy, if you can't even get on the field, you don't have potential. You got to stay on the field to prove your worth in this league, and unfortunately, DeJon Smith could never do that. So, unfortunately, that's just how it is. And one other thing that I learned the other day was that Art Jones does not count towards our 53-man roster for the first 4 weeks, so we can carry an extra person, basically, unless we decide to cut him, but I don't think we will, just based on what the coach and the GM and then the owner have been saying about that situation. So the Eagles game, it was rough. It was a rough day all around. We got smoked. We got our asses handed to us. And it was the dress rehearsal game, so it was not a very good game for our starters to play an entire half of football. We looked very, very rusty all around. I was very disappointed in our team that game. I know it's just the Eagles. The Eagles are not that good, but it's the Eagles. Come on. We should have been close, but that's unfortunate. I thought the young guys played pretty well. The rookies and the undrafted guys looked pretty solid to me. As far as the Bengals game goes, you saw Stephen Morris. Stephen Morris has been killing it. If we were to carry 3 quarterbacks, I think he'd make this team. Unfortunately, I think Scott Tolzien is further along with this offense, and Scott Tolzien has been in the league much longer. I think Stephen Morris is definitely making a name for himself and making his name known that he can be a backup quarterback in this league, but unfortunately, I don't think his place is here. And I mean, I can't tell you the last time we've carried 3 quarterbacks come down to the 53-man roster. I mean, you look back at Peyton Manning. It was Peyton Manning and Jim Sorgi, or it was Peyton Manning and Curtis Painter. And now it's been Andrew Luck and Drew Stanton, and then it was Andrew Luck and Matt Hasselbeck. We've never carried more than 2 quarterbacks unless we've had injuries. Like last season, we had 5 or so quarterbacks that we had on the roster because of injury. But without further ado, I think I'm going to go ahead and get into my final 53-man roster. And I'm sure I will go on tangents based on the position and players and whatnot. So quarterback, like I was talking about earlier, I think it's just going to be Andrew Luck and Scott Tolzien. Stephen Morris, though, definitely making his name known, making a name for himself. I could see anybody picking him up for a backup spot. If he does not make this team, I definitely believe he will be signed to our practice squad, which I think would be a great move. And Scott Tolzien, I think he's done a phenomenal job this preseason. It's just Morris is looking better because he's going against backups. I'm not saying Morris is bad, Morris is good, but Tolzien is going against the 2s and the 1s, and he's actually doing work. Morris, on the other hand, is going against 2 and 3s, so the competition level is not very high. So if Morris were playing where Tolzien was playing, maybe there'd be some talk, but I really think Tolzien is the guy here. As far as running back goes, I talked about this a little bit ago. I think they're going to carry four running backs, maybe three, but on my 53-man roster, I was carrying four. I have it being Frank Gore, Stephen Ridley, Robert Turman, and Jordan Todman. Josh Ferguson is a guy that an undrafted running back from Illinois. Unfortunately, he has not impressed me in preseason. Like I said, he can't block to save his ass, and you need to be able to do that to make a football team. If you're a running back that can't even pass block for 2 seconds, you're not going to make a football team. And that's probably one of the reasons why he's undrafted. He can't block. I think he's in this entire preseason, he has had 15 yards rushing. That's unacceptable. You need to have more rushing yards than 15 yards, okay? So Josh Ferguson, I don't think, has a chance making this team, unfortunately. I know that he's got a lot of potential. Put him on the practice squad. I think that's where he will make his growth, is being on the practice squad. So I have those four running backs on the team. As far as wide receiver goes, I could see it being six, but I have us taking five. T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, Philip Dorsett, Quan Brand, Chester Rogers. Tavon Smith is making a name for himself as well. If he doesn't make this team, I could also see him making the practice squad. It's just are we going to carry five or six? And I think it's going to be five. But if we do carry six, I think Tavon Smith would be that guy. He's making his name known, and Chester Rogers has looked phenomenal this preseason. I knew who Tavon Smith was. He's a guy from the Big Ten, from Iowa. But Chester Rogers, I can't even remember where he's from, but he's making his name known. I think he will make this team. As far as tight end goes, nothing changes here. I think it's the three tight ends I've been talking about all along: Dwayne Allen, Jack Doyle, and Eric Swope. Those are all self-explanatory. I hope they have a phenomenal year. Offensive line, this is where things could get interesting. All right, Anthony Costanzo, Jack Muhort, who we thought tore his ACL apparently, but he's only out 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. Jack Muhort, Ryan Kelly, Denzel Good, Joe Wrights, LaRaven Clark, Joe Haig, Austin Blythe, Jonathan Harrison, and Kit O'Brien. I have Kit O'Brien making this football team. He's probably the final spot I have on this team based on injury at the offensive line position, and that Art Jones, his suspension doesn't count towards our 53-man roster. So I have those 10 guys making the team, and that means Hugh Thornton's cut. I really think he should be cut this year. We haven't even seen him play a preseason game in this new offense. We don't know what he's going to do. I didn't see him at training camp. He's out the door, in my opinion. Defensive line, I didn't make any changes here. There's no undrafted guys that stood out to me, or any free agent pickups that stood out to me. Kendall Langford, David Perry, Henry Anderson, Hassan Ridgeway, Zach Kerr, T.Y. McGill, and of course Art Jones is on there, but he is suspended. So that makes it six as of now, but seven after week four. Inside linebacker, I have no changes here. DeQuell Jackson, Nate Irving, Seal Moore, and Antonio Morrison. A guy that I think is going to be on the practice squad for another year is Edwin Jackson. Edwin Jackson impressed me in the first and second game, but these last two games he hasn't really done much. So Edwin Jackson, a guy to look out for, and probably next year, not this year, as DeQuell Jackson continues to age. It's going to be interesting to see. I think inside linebacker is a position the Colts are going to draft next year early in the draft. Because I don't think Nate Irving and Seal Moore are future starters on this team. And I don't think Antonio Morrison could start right away next year. I think Antonio Morrison has a lot of potential to be a starter maybe in 4 or 5 years. But I don't think he starts next year. I do think DeQuell Jackson's probably got a year or two left. I think once his contract is up, I think his time is up with us. As far as Nate Irving and Seal Moore go, those guys are solid. They're solid guys that you can plug and play them. I think Seal Moore is still injured, if I remember correctly, so he needs to get healthy and healthy quick. If Seal Moore is not healthy by week one, I could see us keeping Edwin Jackson or Josh McNary for another week until he gets back healthy. But we need Seal Moore to play special teams and to be that third down coverage guy. So that's my inside linebacker position. And like I said, I think they need to address that in the draft next year in the first couple rounds. That's my deal with that. And running back as well. We need to draft a running back in the first couple rounds next year. I guess I could be talking about the offseason a little bit too for next year. Outside linebacker, they need to draft one of those next year too. As far as outside linebacker goes, I didn't make any changes here. I have Robert Mathis, Trent Cole, Eric Walden, Earl O'Kine, and Trevor Bates. A guy that's been making his name known, and Coach Pagano has been talking about him, is Kurt Maggett. Kurt Maggett could be a guy that makes this team, but it's a matter of who does he make it over and who gets cut because of him. He's an undrafted guy from Tennessee. He's made his name known by primarily, I think he's made some plays on special teams, but also he's made some plays on defense. He's a solid player. I don't think there's enough room for him. I think if he makes the practice squad, or if we sign him to the practice squad, that'd be a great move in my opinion. I don't think there's room for him based on how I did this. There was no room for me to put him in there. So that's my outside linebackers. I could see us cutting Trent Cole or Eric Walden and bringing up Kurt Maggett to be that, so we can have some more youth instead of it just being Robert Mathis, Trent Cole, Eric Walden, those old guys that are over like 32 or whatever. So cornerback, this is where things kind of are rough for us right now. For me, I have us carrying Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, Antonio Cromartie, Darius Butler. These final two guys are primarily special teams guys or guys that Coach Pagano has been talking about. That'd be Tegelover Wright and Frankie Williams. Tegelover Wright is a guy that was on our practice squad last year, and we had to call him up for the last couple games because of injury. He's a special teams guy that can do a lot of things. And then Frankie Williams, an undrafted corner from Purdue, local kid. He's making his name known on defense in these past couple preseason games, and Coach Pagano loves him. I think he does make this team, and that's basically because we cut DeJohn Smith. We didn't cut him. We waived injured, which means a team can claim him, and he can play for them. But if he clears waivers, he goes to our injured reserve. And unfortunately, if he goes to injured reserve, I think we're going to reach an injury settlement, and he's gonna go away. I don't think DeJohn Smith has a future with the Colts ever again, just based on these past 2 years or so it's been. So those are my corners. Some other guys I was considering as Tevin Mitchell and Jaleel Brown, but I've seen more out of Tegelover Wright and Frankie Williams than those two, and they show more potential than those two guys. I could see Tevin Mitchell being on the practice squad and seeing where he grows throughout the season and whatnot. Safety, this is where I changed something, and that's because Desmond Southward, I think, I'm not exactly sure what his injury was, but he had to go to the injured reserve, and so I have five safeties, and one of them is going to be undrafted. So I have Mike Adams, Clayton Gethers, TJ Green, Winston Guy, and I'm not sure who to be the fifth safety. I put Stephen McClure up there because I've heard some positive things about him throughout camp and throughout parts of preseason. I haven't seen him doing a lot of things in the preseason games, but I saw him making a couple plays at camp, and I saw him doing a little bit on special teams in the preseason games. Some other guys I was considering were Alden Darby and Lee Hightower. Really, we need a fifth safety, and I really think it would have been Desmond Southward, but it's really unfortunate that he is on injured reserve now, because he's a guy that I wanted to make this team. But that gives an opportunity to a young guy like Stephen McClure, Alden Darby, or Lee Hightower. For my sake, I have Stephen McClure making this team as the fifth safety. As far as special teams go, I think it's self-explanatory. Pat McAfee, Adam Vinatieri, and Matt Overton. That's my final 53-man roster. I guess I could go into a brief team needs going into the 2016-2017 season, as far as who I think, or not players we're going to draft, but positions that are needing to draft this year and whatnot. I would say running back for sure, because Frank Gore is getting up there in age. This is probably, he's probably got two or three more years left, if that. I don't trust Stephen Ridley, Robert Turbin, or Jordan Todman to be our future running back. We need to draft a guy in the first or second round because there's a ton of guys in this running back class. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, just to name a few. There are many, many more that we could draft in this upcoming draft. We need to nail one, and we got to get one in the early rounds because they're going to go quick. I think we need to draft an inside linebacker because DeQuell Jackson is over the age of 30. Nate Irving and Sio Moore, I wouldn't trust together. I would start one of them. I think they are solid inside linebackers, but I'm not sure if they're the future of this team. I mentioned Antonio Morrison for a brief second, but he's not a guy I see starting. He's a guy I see a special teams guy out of. I see him as a backup for his career. Now, I could see him a few years down the road if he gets the chance. I definitely could see him starting. But as of right now, I don't see that happening. We need a draft an inside linebacker in this next draft in the early rounds to nail one to so that he can learn from DeQuell Jackson and Nate Irving to get their skill set and their mental whatever you need to play that position in the NFL. That would be phenomenal to draft an inside linebacker in the early rounds. Probably my third and final position, I would say that's a major need, is outside linebacker in that edge rush position. I mean, you look at the three guys I mentioned, Robert Mathis, Trent Cole, Eric Walden. Those guys are really, really old. The tail end of their career. Those guys are starting outside linebackers. Two of them are, at least. It's going to be a rotational thing. But we have very old linebackers. And I think we need to draft two guys in the first four rounds, I'd say. I'd say you need to go... I'm not sure where we're going to fall in the draft, but let's just say we get a running back in the first round. Let's say we get, I don't know, Christian McCaffrey because he's from Stanford. Inside linebacker, I don't know any inside linebackers, so whoever. And then draft two outside linebackers, maybe trade up for one, and then draft one in the third or fourth round. And then actually, I'm going to go to corner. I think corner is also a need in this next draft. You know, to my knowledge, I don't remember if we drafted DeJon Smith. That's right. We drafted DeJon Smith a couple years ago, but he got injured. I think DeJon Smith was meant to be Darius Butler's replacement whenever Darius Butler's contract was up. Because DeJon Smith had a similar skill set to Darius Butler, and he played the same way. I think they had similar height, weight, that measurables, that kind of thing. But it's really unfortunate that he's been injured his entire career and whatnot. But we signed Patrick Robinson to be the number two corner. He's not young, but he's a vet. Vontae is not young, but he's a vet as well. I think we need to draft a corner in this next draft, probably fifth round or so. It's going to be interesting to see. So basically, I just want us to draft a running back, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, and a corner. Those are my top four needs right now. If I could think of a fifth one, it would probably be defensive line depth. I mean, I don't trust Kendall Lankford much longer. You look at a guy like Art Jones, who was he was going to start last year. I have got a lot of faith in Henry Anderson, but how much faith do I have in David Perry? I don't know. A sixth-round draft pick from last year who was a rookie. I'm not sure what to expect. It's going to be an interesting year for our defensive front, our front seven. It's going to be an interesting year nonetheless with Andrew Luck behind center. There's a ton of things that could happen. So with that being said, I think this wraps up my final, I guess, preseason final 53-man roster prediction. And I did a little bit of a rant for the upcoming offseason, which is a long way away. I'm already thinking about it. But with that being said, I appreciate you tuning in if you tuned in, and be sure to tune in next time. Bye-bye.